4. Admiralty Arch and the Mall.
Admiralty Arch is a large office building in London which incorporates an archway providing road and pedestrian access between the Mall, which extends to the southwest, and Trafalgar Square to the northeast. The Mall was laid out as an avenue between 1660 and 1662 as part of King Charles II's scheme for St James's Park. Admiralty Arch, which replaced some of St James's Park, was designed by Sir Aston Webb, constructed by John Molam and Company, and completed in 1912. It adjoins the old Admiralty Building, hence the name. The building was commissioned by King Edward VII in memory of his mother, Queen Victoria, although he did not live to see its completion.
Go through the right arch to the Mall.
The Prince Regent, later King George IV, dreamt of creating a triumphal way between St James's Park and Regent's Park, but it never happened. The Mall is considered as London's ceremonial route now from Buckingham Palace to the City of London. The Queen's coach came along here to her coronation in Westminster Abbey in 1953 and to St Paul's Cathedral for the Thanksgiving services for her Silver Jubilee in 1977 and her Golden Jubilee in 2002.
Continue ahead, passing the Royal Marines Memorial on the right and further along the grand façade of Carlton House Terrace. Cross the Mall at the Duke of York Steps, this is the second set of traffic lights, to St James's Park.
At the top of Duke of York Steps is the Duke of York Column. He was the second eldest son of King George III. The column is made of pink granite, and the statue created by Sir Richard Westmacott in 1834. The Duke of York was the Commander-in-Chief of the British Army during the French Revolutionary Wars and is remembered in the children's nursery rhyme, The Grand Old Duke of York.
Once across the road, you get a good view of Buckingham Palace. Next, turn left and then right to take the path beside the War Memorial. There are toilets along here and cafes nearby.